This is Kate Magruder with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from someone who came to Greenfield Ranch, west of Ukiah, in the early 70s.
I'm Ross Walker. I was born in Toronto, Canada, in 1947. When I came to Greenfield Ranch in the early 70s, what I saw was an open, beautiful area of land. But what I also saw were young people my age from various backgrounds who were just taking a different course than what I had been doing. Ed and Rocky and I, and I don't remember who else, came up one winter with a bunch of fencing, stayed at the ranch house where Dennis and Kathy were down there. We trucked it on up the hill. Carried. You know, we carried the, you know, fence posts and fencing and on up, got it all up there, you know, the whole project being to build a fence so we could plant fruit trees, because that was the whole point of, you know, being on the land. You got to have fruit trees. We put 2x4s, just raw fir wood, into the ground and hung fencing around it. And it couldn't have been more than a year before the thing completely fell down and were knocked over by the herd of wild goats that were up there. We knew nothing about what we were doing, but we were determined that we were going to get fruit trees into the ground, because that was, you know, like the most important thing to do. I haven't been a great gardener in my life, but anything I learned about it started really on Greenfield. Got turned on to a lot of stuff related to growing food, being there. So it wasn't just the place, it was the people, it was the community, it was building houses from scratch, building gardens from scratch, getting together with people and hanging out and playing music, and doing it all in what were challenging but really fun circumstances. And the challenge was, hey, we didn't have electricity, we had bad roads, we were a ways out of town, but we just felt this huge inspiration to, and really this gift. Like, wow, we get to do this? When I came to Mendocino County, I don't know if I had a clue, really, how I was going to make a living, particularly. I knew I had to have some income. But as I look back on it right now, I'm not sure exactly what I had in mind as far as making money, because it didn't really seem that important. Changed, of course, over time. But at the time, I don't think idealism is too strong a word. That was what was going on, not just in my life, but in lots of people's lives. It's like, hey, there's something more here than... In fact, in a certain way, it was a rejection, what I'd come out of. It's not like I had a bad life growing up or anything like that, but for whatever reasons, part of a movement of people that saw the Vietnam War as sickening, and so we had a great disgruntlement with what was going on governmentally. More and more, I saw the smog of Southern California just being, and the traffic, and a lot of things just seemed like... It seemed like the world was falling apart, and it is. It's not like that's changed. What the advantage of these many years now is teaching me, anyway, is it's not like we were wrong. We may just have had the pace of things a little off. But the thing that we got, that things are going in a bad direction and let's look for something else, seemed way, way, way more important than what I'd gotten into graduate school for, seeking a professional job and, you know, what I might be doing as career. It just seemed like way more important to figure out what's wrong and what's going on. The summer solstice party was a regular event every year. And if I cast my mind across it, there are just a number of things that would be standouts. But I'll say one was standing in the parking lot of the Greenfield Ranch House when the Flying Karamazov brothers had been invited to that party, and they showed up, guys that afterwards became stars in the entertainment circuit, Las Vegas and whatnot. But back in those days, they were kind of folks like us, hanging out and doing stuff and taking their act around here and there. But there they were at the Greenfield Ranch House on solstice, who knows exactly what year. There we are, we're out in the parking lot with a whole big circle of people circled around these guys, three of them, who were pretty long distances, I would estimate at least 30 feet, juggling various objects, going around in a three-way thing, and everybody's just cheering them on, and somebody in the crowd yelled, "Take it off!" And these guys, hardly without a beat, while they juggled these clubs and things that were going on, and the clubs were flying, and they were pulling off various parts of their clothing, their shoes, and then their shirts as the, you know, as they went, until we had three nude guys juggling stuff, and the crowd was went wild, of course.
We'll be airing half-hour episodes of Promise of Paradise Oral Histories on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. Keep an eye out for our webpage coming soon at kzyx.org. There we'll have longer versions of our interviews, full transcripts, and maybe even some pictures. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.